Let me read this to you, okay? Because I preached a sermon like 2 weeks ago, but then I put a clip last week, and it's just messages and on social media condemning me. I can't believe you said this. You don't know it's hard. You know, you're so judgmental. F you. Yeah. They're like, F you. You don't know it's hard. Only God knows it's hard. Oh, it's funny how you put F you with God right there. It's like, right? Cussing me out through messages. But then I got this email. And I was like, man, thank God that this person decided to write this email, because I needed some content for the sermon. You know? I needed some content for this, and I was just like, wow, this is like perfect for when I'm preaching right here. And I had already written my sermon out before I even found out about this. And then my wife told me, she was like, hey, someone emailed you. You need to check your emails. You know, and I was, she's like condemning you for condemning Kanye West and all that stuff. I was just like, say no more. I went on there. I was like, oh, this is just too perfect. Her name is Sherry Wilson. Yeah, her, right? And this is what the subject title says. God does not save anybody unless you approve, with a snap face. Good day. I just watched your video on Kanye. That is the most judgmental preaching I have ever seen or heard. Amen. Now, she meant it unto evil, but I think that's good. Like, I took that as a compliment. I feel like even bad, like, thanks. Because the spiritual judgeth all things, right? I read that, I'm like, you know, you blush a little bit. Stop it. Stop. They think this is like criticizing me, you know? I'm going to read that again, okay? That is the most judgmental preaching I have ever seen or heard. That means she watched the video, amen? What a world we live in when Christians are not excited to see people get saved. And by the way, I agree with that. You know, she's right about that. But I mean, that's here we get excited about people getting saved. We get so excited about people getting saved that we mark the numbers down. We try to keep track of all the salvations. We baptize our converts. And if you don't believe that, you need to follow us on social media that we're like baptizing every week, you know. Baptizing the converts. You know, we go out and preach the gospel. We take missions trips. We take trips to Lompoc and Santa Maria. We invest hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars to go far and wide to go see people saved. And when they get saved, we rejoice together. Amen. We get excited about people getting saved. You know, last Sunday, DJ's like, she's like, most of her family is like saved now. Her dad got saved last week. That made me happy. Like, I went home, I'm like, man, that's great. Because I know that's a burden when your family members are not saved. So I rejoice with that. So she's right. Yeah. What a world we live in when Christians are not excited to see people get saved. No wonder people stay away from church. I thought God can save the worst of sinners. Didn't his son Jesus die for sinners no matter who they are? Or can change people for the better? And in parentheses, she's going to put where she got that from. Okay? And let me just let you know, no book, chapter, verse. So let me read that again, just to let you know. Didn't his son Jesus die for sinners no matter what they are, who they are? Or can change people for the better? Heard that from Kanye. Oh. So it's not like, learn that from the Bible. Or got that from, you know, John 3, verse 16. John 3, 36. You know, Romans 5, 8. No, got that from Kanye. Well, shut my mouth. But look what it says. So keep that in mind. Look, by the way, it's good when people write things out like this. Because you do like a statement analysis. And you see what they really mean. Because she says, heard that from Kanye, but according to your doctrine. Because everything I said in that sermon was from the Bible. So in other words, what she's saying, according to God's ways, according to God's thoughts. But according to your doctrine, God cannot save or change Kanye's heart. Now, God did change Kanye's heart.
Yeah.
So I never said that he didn't change his heart. The Bible just says that he darkened it. He blinded his heart that he should not believe. Okay? So I didn't say God didn't change his heart. Absolutely, he changed it. He gave him a reprobate mind. God did that. God hardened his heart, darkened it, and blinded him so he can be a reprobate. So, Sherry, I don't agree with this. I didn't say that, Sherry. Because I believe that God changed his heart. Gave him the heart of a beast. She says this, you even mentioned Justin Bieber. Do you know their heart? Well, look, let me just help you with determining who Justin Bieber is. If it looks like a fag, talks like a fag, it's probably a fag. He's close. Justin Bieber is a queer. Who needs to make money off of Christians. That's why he even supposedly converted. And then he says this, she says this, do you know their heart? I hear that all the time from liberal Christians. You don't know their heart. Do you know their heart? The Bible says man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Yeah, you know what he says about the heart? That is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
Yeah.
There you go. The Bible says, ye are they which justify yourselves before man, but God knoweth the hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the eyes of God. Do you think that because God's the only one who can look on the heart, it just means that God only knows or he sees all the goodness in their heart? No, he sees the wickedness of their heart. He sees the evil and the abominable things in their heart. That's what that means. And look, this whole verse about God looking on the or we look on the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart. People want to use that as a means to not judge people, but that says nothing about that. The way we judge is by the outward appearance. How do I know if I'm looking at a man if it looks like a man? How do I know if I'm looking at a woman if she looks like a woman? So if I say, Miss Franceschini, hey, you're a woman, are you going to be like, hey, you don't know my heart? Don't judge me like that. Now, obviously, in this trans fluid garbage that's going on today, you can't tell what it is. It's it. God can do anything he wants to do. And if he chose to save and use Kanye, who are you to judge? Spiritual. You need to pray for him. I do. And his soul. I do. If you truly believe he is not saved instead of spewing so much unbelief. I heard more about God from Kanye than you. My sheep hear my voice. Right? How do you know that I come from God? How do you know that I'm a pastor who's filled with the Spirit if I'm giving you the Word of God? That's how you know. Kanye does not give the Word of God. He spews out blasphemy. But she's learned more from God, more about God from Kanye than me. I'm sorry. All I heard from you was Kanye is this and Kanye is that. Yes, Kanye did say he was a God. But if you watch one of his Sunday services, he said he was wrong as that there is only one true and living God. Yeah, and he's still talking about himself. Why don't you ask him, Sherry, why he's still calling himself Jesus? Why don't you ask him why he's still claiming deity? It was through God that he got his mind back. He also said, oh, this is funny. He also said the devil had him, but God delivered him. Well, you're right. He delivered him into the hand of Satan that he may learn not to blaspheme. That's what the Bible says. They're given over to Satan, right, for the destruction of the flesh that they may learn not to blaspheme. He also said the devil had him, but God delivered him. But I am sure you've never been to one of his services, so I see why you are stuck in the past. Yeah, I wouldn't send a dog to his service. I wouldn't send a rabies-filled dog to one of Kanye West's church services. I also find it ironic that you say he made the album to get money from the Christians, yet one of the first things that I noticed on your webpage is a donation button. And also on your YouTube channel, a link to PayPal. Oh yeah, because I'm making like millions of dollars off of my sermons here. You know, don't judge. At home, I got myself a Bentley, Versace suits. I got the diamond grill. I'm bling blinging. Yeah, don't let this fool you. I guess if I were judging like you, I would think you only want to get money from Christians too. Thank God your church is not the only one on earth, because I would be afraid to come to give my life to Jesus in fear of your judgment. Good. Yeah, I'm glad that I instilled that fear in your heart to ever step foot in my church. I'm glad that I put the fear of God in your heart, because you're afraid if you come to my church, then I'm going to judge you, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. Amen. You got that right, Sherry. Sincerely. Now, when people put sincerely, they put comma, and then they put their name. Sincerely, learned more about God from Kanye than you. By the way, no Bible verses, no book chapter and verses. You know why? Because the gap is so broad between God and Sherry. It's as broad as heaven is from hell. And let me tell you where God is. He's in heaven. Let me tell you where Sherry is going. She's going to hell. Oh, you shouldn't say that. Well, you know what? Sherry should have thought twice. Sherry should have thought twice before supporting and strengthening the hand of the evildoers.